It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Gene Purcell, in for Rob Ferret. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, find out what a common plant from Georgia has to do with Wisconsin's place in the Civil War.
First, we're a day away from Congress's spending bill deadline. It's our weekly look at what our lawmakers are up to in Washington with USA Today politics editor Paul Singer.
Right now, it appears that the House and the Senate have reached an agreement on spending for the coming year, and that means they'll be able to avoid a holiday government shutdown. But what is in this $1 trillion bill?
And all eyes were on Senator Dianne Feinstein yesterday as the Senate Intelligence Committee released a CIA torture report. We'll find out what's included in the report and how it's caused controversy and raised questions.
Lots of news coming out of Congress. If you've got any questions or thoughts, you can give us a ring at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Paul Singer joins us every week at this time. Paul, how are you?
I'm good, Veronica. How you doing?
Doing fine, thanks. Well, we've got a big news day today, starting actually yesterday with the release of the Senate Intelligence's CIA torture report. Looking at that one, what did you expect coming out of that, and how has it gone over?
Well, you know, I think I on Twitter might have mentioned I got to write the ugliest story I've ever written in my 30-year journalism career, basically summarizing some of the more shocking disclosures in that report. And what we expected, I think, was that they would put out a report explaining that, you know, as the CIA has admitted, they were waterboarding prisoners, which is basically a simulated torture, and it was probably outside the bounds of, well, there's a question about whether it was within the bounds or not within the bounds of what legal guidance provided by the Bush administration had been. What this report did is actually went into some fairly excruciating detail of even more dramatic treatment of prisoners in dozens of cases. I mean, stuff that is real sort of, you know, Lord of the Flies brutality. And I think it shocked everybody. It obviously looks very bad for the CIA. And I think the part that is worst is the committee, and this is largely the Democrats on the committee behind this report, by the way, said essentially that the CIA has been lying to the White House and to everybody else who would have been able to oversee the treatment of detainees, and they've been lying about this for quite a while. And I think that was the part that was really sort of stunning, the suggestion that, you know, nobody briefed President Bush on these enhanced interrogation techniques until 2006 is the allegation in the report. It's kind of shocking.
As you say, it's a pretty damaging view from this report of the CIA and causing a lot of controversy, a lot of response. How is the agency, though, dealing with the release the day after?
Well, they put out a statement that said basically, look, there were clearly some bad actors in this operation. We did things that we're not proud of, we shouldn't have done. That's all, I think, pretty much on the table. But they dispute pretty vigorously the notion that they were lying about what they were doing. I think the most important provision for them is they say ultimately this enhanced interrogation techniques in the immediate wake of the September 11th 2001 terrorist attacks generated good leads and prevented other terrorist attacks and has helped keep America safe. Where the committee in its report said flat out, basically, we got no good intelligence out of this. That people who have been chained to a wall for 50 hours in a row and deprived of sleep do not provide better intelligence and information than a detainee who has been treated with some respect and has been, you know, rested and fed.
And what kinds of aftershocks are you seeing on Capitol Hill the day after this was released, not just from the CIA, but how are Democrats and Republicans responding?
Well, it's a bit of a mixed bag. In some degree, Congress is busy wrapping up its work on the spending bill and wants to get out of town. And second of all, because so much of this report is so vile, people don't really want to get their hands dirty in it. Senator Mark Udall from Colorado, who is outgoing senator, he lost his reelection bid, took to the floor and gave a very passionate speech today saying basically heads should roll, that President Obama needs to purge from his ranks people in the administration who knew about this behavior and allowed it to go on. Udall has been very, very critical of the CIA for years on this topic and has been basically a big agitator in getting this information out in the public. Republicans, by and large, have risen to the fence of the agency, have said once again that, you know, they think the intelligence did provide some useful leads, and basically that they think this is just an opportunity for Democrats to throw rocks at the Bush administration one more time. Again, the report was issued by the Intelligence Committee, but it was really by the Democrats on the Intelligence Committee. There was a bipartisan vote. A couple of Republicans did support releasing this information, but a number of Republicans have said they felt that the report was badly written. It was unfair to the agency. It didn't interview any live people at the CIA. They worked entirely off documents, and they basically say it was a partisan witch hunt.
Now, from what we understand, a lot of these advanced interrogation techniques were done away with when President Obama came into office. So, So given that, is there any legislation that's likely to follow these reports?
No, I don't think so. I mean, as you said, you know, one of the first things President Obama did was issue an executive order outlawing or banning these torture techniques. The Justice Department, interestingly, said yesterday that they have previously looked at these matters for the possible criminal investigation, and they've declined to investigate. Declined to pursue charges. And they said again yesterday that they're not going to reopen these cases because they just don't think there's enough evidence to be able to prove a case. There's not really much for Congress to do at this point, because again, you know, the CIA is not doing this. I mean, I think one of the things that will be important for Congress to do is to take a stronger look at how its own oversight practices are. One of the complaints of the committee is that they were getting bad information and incorrect information and lies, they think, from the CIA. I think you might see some work is going to have to be done to rebuild the relationship between the committees that oversee the CIA and the agency. Obviously, they need to do some dirty work, and they need to do it in secret. The question is, how much secret and what kind of light, what kind of control can Congress exert?
Well, we're speaking right now with USA Today politics editor Paul Singer about the week in Congress. When we come up, we'll be talking about government spending for the coming year and taking a look at what's in that potential bill. Right now, you can call us as well at 800-642-1234.
And I'm Gene Purcell, and I'm here with Chris Molina. We are in our year-end membership drive on listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio, and we're here today because your support is vital to all of the programs that you hear here in WPR. That's why we're asking for your gift right now. As 2014 comes to an end and we look forward to starting 2015 on a very strong financial basis, make the programs you rely on possible and do it when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Gene, we heard from 16 members last hour. A big hearty thank you to everyone who gave. But we've got a new goal this hour. We're looking to hear from 15 members.
All right, 15 of you. So let's get started. You'll want to make that donation to support the station you love. And because your gift of any amount automatically enters you into a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip, you can help us meet this goal and get entered in that drawing when you give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Join us daily on Central Time from 3 to 6 o'clock, and you get a wide range of topics to help you with that commute home. You know, for today, for example, we're talking politics right now. We're also going to be talking about invisible employment, changes to Wisconsin prisons, and the story of a Civil War-era flower right here in Wisconsin. You know, it's your support that makes all this news, all these interesting stories possible. That's why we're asking for your support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And rather than getting a book or a CD as a thank you gift, you can do something different during this pledge drive. When you make your pledge, select Food for 40 as your thank you gift when you give $10 a month or more. And then we'll pass on what we would normally spend on that book or CD. We'll pass it on to a Wisconsin food bank in your region. Your gift will then be enough to feed 40 people. Pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Music. this membership drive, we're having a drawing for a trip of your choice to D.C., France, or Alaska. When you give, you're automatically entered. You don't have to pledge to participate. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and telephone number to WPR Trip Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Enter by sending a postcard, or better yet, by making a pledge right now.
Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Hi, I'm Gene Purcell here with Chris Molina, and we are asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during this year-end membership drive. Whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
And you know, Gene, more than 16,000 WPR members are proud sustaining members. That means they provide a steady, reliable stream of funding for Wisconsin Public Radio.
That's right, and you can join their ranks by choosing a monthly giving amount of, say, $10 a month, and then setting it up on an ongoing basis. It really is the best way to support the station you rely on. So become a sustainer right now at WPR.org. or at 888-202-2552.
You know, a large slice of WPR's budget pie, you know, the biggest slice, is listener support. So while all of our funding sources, state and federal governments and businesses, are important, of course, your contribution makes the single biggest difference. WPR is the amazing service that it is, thanks to listener support, thanks to listeners like you. That's why we're asking you to give. Do it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we hear a lot from first-time pledgers who are giving because they've gotten their first job out of college. Now they can finally afford to give something. We've also heard from people who've turned 30 and realized, you know what? I'm a grown-up now. It's time to give to WPR.
Yeah, and giving money to something you believe in, a service you rely on, is a great way to commemorate a new phase of your life. We encourage it. You decide the amount. $5 a month is an example of what many first-time donors give. And then you do it. You make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know, we have to stop here for a moment and just thank some people, because perhaps you've already made a donation this year. Perhaps you're a sustaining member already of Wisconsin Public Radio. If that's the case, thank you so much for your support of WPR. Of course, we'll gladly accept your extra gift, too, as the year comes to a close at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Your help will help make this drive successful, and you'll be able to support the programs you enjoy every single day.
And we're looking for about 13 more pledges in the next 40 minutes or so. And you know, as an added bonus for your pledge of any amount today at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, we're going to enter you in a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. Hey, sustainers, we got you back. We got your back. You're already covered. You are automatically entered.
Excellent. And for this pledge drive, you've also got the chance to do two good things at once. You can ask for the food for 40 thank you gift when you give $120. That's just $10 a month. Or you can also give a little something extra this holiday season as we close out the calendar year. And you can make your additional pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Consider becoming a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio. A sustaining membership, it's convenient for you, and it provides reliable funding all year long for WPR. Set up ongoing monthly donations from your bank or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can join people like Carol and Peter from Gordon, who say, "We love WPR programming for the intelligent and thoughtful conversations about art, about music, and politics." Join Carol and Peter, make your gift, and you can do it at WPR.org or give us a call, 888-202-2552, and thank you.
Now we keep going with USA Today politics editor Paul Singer. He joins us every week at this time to give us the scoop on Congress. And you have a rare opportunity to ask your questions of Paul directly today. You can call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And Paul, we'll talk now about the spending bill. Congress has one day to agree on funding the government for the coming fiscal year. What do you think the outlook is on this one?
Well, they're not going to get it done in a day. Or at least, let me rephrase that. I doubt sincerely they're going to get it done in a day. They'll probably have to pass a 1 or 2 day extension just to get them into the weekend. But the House is going to vote tomorrow on this $1 trillion bill that basically funds everything. This is a, you know, the way Washington works now. It used to be that you would spend most of the summer voting on and marking up and drafting these appropriations bills for each agency. And they would, you know, committees would go through them kind of line by line and say, well, we should do more of this and less of that. That process is broken now entirely. What ends up happening is at the end of the year, or now a couple months after the end of the year, they just grind them all up into one big pile and pass a, you know, 1,200-page bill that funds everything. So that's what they're going to do. They've had, you know, who knows what's in the bill. We're all day long, people in various news outlets been finding bits and pieces of funny little things in here. You know, it'll be a couple of weeks before we figure it out.
Right, so there's a bit of a kitchen sink approach to this.
Yeah.
Based on what we know so far, sounds like there's still a lot of information gathering going on, but does anything jump out at you from this?
Well, a couple things. I mean, I think the thing that is most interesting is they added some new language on campaign donations. I think your news guys were talking about this at the top of the hour, that they're basically cutting money out of federal funding for party conventions. And instead, they are expanding the amount of money that individuals can give to major political parties. And expanding, I mean, from like a 30-some-odd thousand-dollar limit every year or election cycle now, it'll go up to somewhere closer to $1 million, which means basically you're opening the door for people to write giant checks to the parties. It's just an odd place to do it in the middle of a spending bill.
And as far as, was there more you wanted to share on that?
No. I was like, there's a good example. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff going on at the moment. The biggest fight is Elizabeth Warren trying to get them to remove some provisions that change how derivatives are traded. I don't understand a word of it, but apparently it's a major dust up over the so-called Dodd-Frank law.
Right, and a couple other things I noticed just in doing some preparation for this, that apparently no raise for Vice President Biden.
Yeah, that you had to expect that coming. Yeah,
that's frozen.
And there's also stuff like, you know, they're blocking the recreational marijuana use in Washington D.C. But I'm told that they may at the same time be preventing the Department of Justice from interfering with relaxed marijuana laws elsewhere. So the same bill would do basically two different things. This is what I mean. It'll take a couple of weeks.
Well, what can we expect from negotiations on Homeland Security funding when the new Congress is inaugurated?
Well, it's weird. You know, this bill funds everything through all of next year, except for Homeland Security, which it only funds through February. And the idea here is that the new Republican Congress would have an opportunity to get dig its teeth into the president's immigration executive orders. But, you know, the way the president wrote the executive order on immigration, he basically is allowing people who have children who are here, who were born in the United States, illegal immigrants who have children born in the United States, those parents would be able to apply for deferred deportations. Well, the problem is that your application comes with a fee. You have to pay for that. And so that agency that processes all of that doesn't need money from Congress. So it's really hard to figure out how Congress can get in there and monkey around. But they'd like to spend a little more time looking at that and figuring out ways to block that. The Republicans of Congress want to block that order. So they're kicking this off until February, and then they'll get back into it then, because then they'll have to go back to figuring out how to fund the Department of Homeland Security, and that's obviously not something they're going to let go to zero.
The Affordable Care Act had been the big controversial piece of legislation that Republicans were motivated about trying to affect or block or roll back somehow. Now it sounds like the executive actions on immigration are the top priority there. But will there be any changes that you see to Affordable Care Act funding?
Well, there's still some stuff in here. They're trying to cut funding to the IRS, which, of course, is responsible for carrying out some of the funding of the Affordable Care Act, some of the tax and subsidy provisions. They are trying to cut funding for Department of Health and Human Services for various implementation portions of Affordable Care Act. So there's still stuff in here. It's not a defunding of the bill by a stretch of imagination. There's also, near as I can tell, and forgive me, I have not read the language on this, but it looks like they are going to try and reopen this debate about how congressional staff get their health care. This is one of those things where Congress has its own health care plan, basically, which is not all that surprising because your employer probably offers you health care also. But for political reasons, at one point, they wrote into this bill a provision, they wrote into a bill some years ago a provision that barred members of Congress from getting health insurance from Congress. And so they've spent the past several years trying to swim that backwards. It looks like this bill reopens that debate.
And Paul, before we let you go, some interesting news here from the group MoveOn.org, a liberal group. It sounds like they're basically trying to draft Senator Elizabeth Warren into running for president for 2016.
Yes.
I can't really tell if she's expressed any interest at all, but they're going forward with this. What are you seeing there?
Nah, she doesn't want to run for president at the moment. And certainly if Hillary Clinton's going to run, I don't think Elizabeth Warren's going to want to run. And, you know, it would be very difficult. Keep in mind, money is politics these days. And you know, Elizabeth Warren has made it her primary mission to alienate Wall Street. So there goes a good chunk of campaign money, whereas Hillary Clinton does not have that particular problem. I mean, I think the liberals are very concerned that Hillary Clinton, if she is the Democratic front runner, if she is a Democratic candidate, is too corporate for them. She's too close to Wall Street. They want a more progressive candidate, less of an institutionalist, and they think Elizabeth Warren might be their choice. She hasn't expressed any interest in it, but who knows? I mean, if Hillary Clinton drops out or decides not to run, well, then we might have something to talk about.
Right. Move on spending about $1 million, so that's something to watch there. And Paul, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Good luck, and good luck with the pledge drive.
Thanks a lot. We've been speaking with USA Today politics editor Paul Singer. He joins us every week at this time to talk about the latest in Congress. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio year-end membership drive. I'm Veronica Rickert here with Chris Molina. Our single largest source of funding is listener support, and that means in this season of giving, your gift is so important. Take a few minutes right now to support the programs that you count on, programs like Central Time, with your year-end gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking to get about 11 more pledges in the next 30 minutes or so. You know, you give to WPR to support the programs you enjoy and rely on. And as an added incentive this drive, your pledge of any amount enters you in a drawing for 2 tickets on a WPR trip. So donate for your chance to travel to Washington, D.C., tour France, or hey, see Alaska.
Your pledge right now keeps this program going strong and it enters you in a drawing for a trip of your choice. Make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, it's kind of like a statewide town hall. It's where people come together to hear about topics and issues they care about, to ask questions, and to share information.
Because you benefit from this community, we're asking you to help pay for it. Your support is a very important piece of what makes the Ideas Network possible. Be part of this great tradition with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And make yourself feel extra good when you donate to WPR this pledge drive. Just choose Food for 40 as your thank you gift when you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and 40 meals will be provided to people in need through area food banks.
WPR is a powerful resource, and it's one that we've all created together. The programs on this station have an impact all over the state and beyond it, too.
When you make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you're really participating in something amazing. So give now. Be part of what makes WPR great.
Phone calls, emails, that deadline. And I have that meeting in half an hour. I'll listen to WPR for a few minutes. And that'll be a nice break.
17 of those are new members. We love it.
We're looking for your pledge of support.
Pledge drive? You've got to be kidding me. They have lots of business donors. I don't know why they call on the air to bother us for our measly dollars. What's the point?
The point, Aaron, is what you call measly donations add up to the single biggest piece of our budget.
No way.
No way what? That the radio's talking to you, or that your donation is a crucial part of our funding?
Both, I guess. But since you've got my attention, tell me more about the support from businesses. I hear them all the time. Doesn't that cover your costs?
We do have hundreds of business sponsors, and we're grateful to them. But back to listener support. Like I said, the single biggest piece of our budget comes from donors like you.
So you're saying I should give?
Do you value WPR programs?
Absolutely. I mean, I listen every day.
Well, then, Aaron, it's time to give.
We really are talking to you. Don't make us come through the radio. Pledge now. Here's someone to tell you how.
Make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Veronica Rickert with Chris Molina, asking for your support of WPR during this year-end membership drive. Maybe your gift will be $10 a month or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose and feels right is the right amount.
And pledge drives are a time to celebrate the quality you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. You listen because you enjoy the programs like Central Time, The Kathleen Dunn Show, On Points. And now we're asking you to back that feeling up with your financial supports.
Listeners do provide the single largest piece of our budget. The programs you enjoy every day are possible thanks to that significant piece of the budget pie. So make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about how much you're spending on other services that you value. You might pay $100 a month for your cable service. You know, you're willing to do that because you get entertainment and information all month long.
You get those same things on this station. And in fact, the quality of what you get from WPR is unmatched. Become a sustaining member with a 9XM leadership gift with $100 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and keep the station strong.
You know, the holidays are a great time of year to think about what's important to you and to back up your values with action. Because WPR is important to you, make a gift right now. You'll feel great when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we're a little stuck with those pledge numbers. We're still looking for 11 more pledges to go in about the next 20 minutes. Your gift now really does make a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It really helps, and it enters you in a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. And sustainers, you're automatically entered.
And for this pledge drive, we have a chance for you to do two good things at once. Ask for the Food for 40 thank you gift when you give $120. That's only $10 a month or more. With this gift, you'll provide meals to those facing hunger in your area. It's a great way to give a little something extra this holiday season with your pledge. You can only do it at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
If you're a sustaining member, we want to thank you. Make today the day that you increase your support of WPR by $5 a month or whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, one of the things that we hear a lot on Central Time, we hear from new members, people who are new to the WPR family, who have made that very first pledge of support. And we just want to take a moment to say thank you. If that's you, if you've made your very first pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, we just want to say thank you and welcome to the WPR family. You made the choice to go from listener to member, and we appreciate that. We count on your support. Join new members. If you've never pledged before, join the community. You can only do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for 10 more pledges now by the end of this hour, by 4 o'clock. You can help us get there. Think about all the great programming you've heard over the year. It's a great time to reflect and think about what you value, because you value Wisconsin Public Radio, and it's part of your daily life where you get your news, your information, your entertainment. Make that pledge and make a difference at the same time at 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. And thank you. A preserved wild plant dating back to 1864 was recently rediscovered at the Wisconsin State Herbarium. It's accompanied by a letter sent from the Georgia battlegrounds of the Civil War to famed Wisconsin naturalist Increase Lapham.
Our next guest says he shivered upon reading the letter. Ken Cameron is the director of the State Herbarium at UW-Madison, and he's here to tell us the story behind this plant. Ken, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be back.
Well, I want to talk about the last 150 years. This thing wound up in the collection in 1864. So I have two questions. Where has it been all this time, and why did you find it now?
That's a great question. The Wisconsin State Herbarium here on the UW campus has over 1.2 million pressed and dried plant specimens of scientific value, and obviously we can't keep track of all of those, but we were hosting an event during the Wisconsin Book Festival back in October featuring the newly published biography of Increase Lapham, and in conjunction with an open house, we decided to put out some specimens from the 1860s that Lapham had donated to our original collection. And we accidentally came across this specimen that none of us knew was in our collection.
And what does it look like?
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons I think we overlooked it. It's kind of scrappy, to be honest. It was collected in Georgia, in the state of Georgia. It's not the best looking specimen, and it had not been databased because up till now we've been focusing most of our efforts on databasing our collections of Wisconsin plants. And since this was collected in Georgia but sent to Wisconsin, we had overlooked it.
So as I understand it, this plant still exists today in Georgia. It's not particularly uncommon.
That's right.
But what really makes this a special story is not the plant so much, although that is special, but really the letter that was with it.
Exactly. This plant is called wild sensitive plant, Cassia. It's almost a weed, to be honest, in the southeastern United States. There's nothing terribly remarkable about the plant itself. But when we looked at the letter, the handwritten letter that was attached to the specimen, you said that I got shivers, and that's really a true description. What caught my eye was in handwriting the phrase, stained with the blood of heroes. And as I started to read this letter, I really got quite choked up.
Tell us a little bit more about the letter and the story of this flower. How did it come from the battleground in Georgia to increase Lapham in Wisconsin?
So it's still a little bit of a mystery, to be honest, but the letter is dated August 14, 1864, camp near Atlanta, Georgia. And we know that this particular military officer, John Cornelius McMullen, was a captain in the Civil War. He accompanied Sherman on his march in the Battle of Atlanta. So when you do the math, you realize this is 2 weeks before the fall of Atlanta, right on the battlefield. And he describes having collected this specimen outside of my tent while 500 artillery shells are flying overhead. It's really just incredible to know, to think that he obviously knew the end was near for the Civil War and wanted to mark this event with a pressed and dried plant specimen. Can I read you one little phrase that he says?
Yeah, please do.
So he says, "We are now in plain view of the great commercial city of Georgia. My company are in the front line of works, only a half mile from town. And while I write, shot and shells are constantly passing over us. It may be some days before Atlanta falls, but in the end it must yield, for the best army in the world are thundering at its gate. This flower was moistened by the blood of heroes, for Wisconsin men have died where it was plucked."
Yeah, that explains the shiver, all right. So the question I have is, you know, something like this is, I would have expected a soldier to write this to a family member or somebody like that. Why would Captain McMullen send it to this scientist in Wisconsin?
We really don't know, and I have to admit I'm not a historian. I'm sure if someone wanted to dig a little bit deeper, they could learn more. But J.C. McMullen apparently was a captain from Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin. He attended Lawrence University and later was decommissioned from the Civil War, moved to the South where he entered the banking industry. And there's some evidence that he may have founded the Oakland Savings Bank in Oakland, California.
Wow. Well, so a lot of backstory around this simple flower. You said it's kind of a weed, and this letter. Is there more about the context of history and Wisconsin's place in it that we can learn from this letter and this flower?
I mean, that's the thing. We have all these specimens in our museums on campus. Generally, they're used by scientists and students for teaching and research purposes, but we just never know what we're going to find. There's treasures literally throughout all of our collections on the campus.
So are folks going to have a chance to see this?
If they would like to come over and see it, I can make arrangements. I'm actually talking to folks at the Veterans Museum because I think that others might be interested in seeing it on display.
Wow, what a great story. Thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure.
We've been talking with Ken Cameron, the director of the Wisconsin State Herbarium at the UW-Madison.
We're in our year-end membership drive right now. This is your radio station, listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Right now, during this drive, is your chance to make sure we're set to start 2015 in good shape. You make WPR programs possible as we head into this new year when you make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can help pay for the programs that you depend upon every single day here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And right now we're winding down the hour. We've got just 8 more pledges to go in about the next 10 minutes.
When you give, you'll be entered in a drawing for two tickets to go on a WPR trip of your choice. A pledge of any amount is your chance to enjoy the very best of Washington, D.C., or you could visit France or explore Alaska.
Yeah, lots of great options there. So make your donation right now. You'll support the programs you enjoy, and you'll get entered in that drawing at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
One thing that's a goal of ours here on Central Time is to really help get closer to Wisconsin, to learn more deeply about the history, the culture, the people, the traditions, all of that. That last interview that we just did about this little flower that came up from a Wisconsin veteran all the way back here from Georgia, it's amazing. And it really puts to me a new context about Wisconsin and what some of our service people went through. That's the sort of thing we do every week, every day on Central Time. What is that worth to you? Choose to make a pledge to support that.
And that's right. And it's your support, quite honestly, that makes all of these great topics we cover every single day here on the show possible. So choose a gift that works for you and then make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You can choose food for 40 as your thank you gift when you give $120. That's $10 a month or more. This thank you gift will provide 40 meals to people facing hunger in your region. You can ask for food for 40 when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio wakes me up every morning. Mostly I just enjoy the morning programming and the afternoon programming. I became a sustaining member because I felt so guilty with all the pledge drives, because they're so logical and they're so persistent. It's crucial that we have people support it so we don't lose it. I'm Sarah from Wausau. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
You can join Sarah from Wausau with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This is the year-end membership drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Veronica Rickert here with Jean Purcell. We're asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift of $10 or $15 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
But consider sharing your appreciation of the lifelong learning you get from WPR with the rest of the state by making a 9XM Leadership Circle gift of $100 a month. That's $1,200 a year, and it provides an important piece of funding for the programs we all rely on.
Make your leadership gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We know that you care about state, regional, and world events, and that's why here at WPR and on Central Time, you get all of that information along with commentary and suggested reading.
You also get news and information and programs that clear your mind and entertain you. Support all the programs you value at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're making some progress right now. We've got just six pledges to go to make our goal before the top of the hour, so about 7 minutes to get there. We just need a pledge a minute. So if we keep up that pace, we'll be in great shape. And when you make your pledge, you'll be entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip.
That's right. Donate any amount during our year-end membership drive, and you could tour Washington, D.C. or experience the culture and food of France or see Alaska's beautiful scenery. You help pay for Central Time and get entered in this drawing when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you listened to Wisconsin Public Radio when you were in school as a kid, or maybe you were in the car with your parents on a trip somewhere, or maybe you found Wisconsin Public Radio all by yourself. Either way, we know that you want to see WPR continue and to continue in a healthy way. It's an important part of Wisconsin.
If you've never given before, now is the time to do your part. It's never too late to make that first contribution of, say, $5 a month. It's easy. It doesn't take very long. It's convenient. Just go to WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
We're looking at six pledges in about the next 6 minutes to make our goal. And I know we've got some folks in the line right now, but I want to make sure we get all the way there. So make sure that you make that call. And as an added bonus for your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you'll be entered into a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. And if you're a sustaining member, don't worry, because we've got you covered there too. You are automatically entered.
And this pledge drive, you have a chance to do two good things at once. You can ask for the Food for 40 thank you gift when you give $120. That breaks down to $10 a month or more. With this gift, you'll provide meals to those facing hunger in your area. It's a great way to give something extra this holiday season with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I'd like to talk for just a few seconds here about sustaining memberships at Wisconsin Public Radio. As a sustaining member myself, I can tell you that sustaining memberships are really convenient for you as a listener. No more renewal notices in the mail. No more wondering if you've forgotten to renew your membership to WPR. It's also great for Wisconsin Public Radio because it provides a reliable, steady source of funding for the network. So set up ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or from your credit card by making your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Matt has donated to Wisconsin Public Radio, and guess what? He doesn't live here. He's from Dubuque, Iowa, and he says, although I live in Dubuque, Iowa, I spend most of my time traveling through southwest Wisconsin for work. WPR is the only thing I ever have on my radio. Longtime listener, first-time donor. Well, thank you, Matt. We're so glad to have you on board. And Evan from Madison donated and says, I wanted to put my money where my ears are, so to speak. David from Hales Corners, I enjoy the up-to-minute news, great broadcasting, and learning. A couple different perspectives there from people who've stepped up today to donate to Wisconsin Public Radio. What's your reason going to be? What is it going to be that encourages you at this moment to pick up that phone? Make that decision, turn on the radio, and feel good about your listening. You can make your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And those are great stories. So we heard there from Matt from Dubuque. We heard from Evan from Madison and David from Hales Corners. And people at home sometimes say, well, you know, my pledge really doesn't make any difference. Well, you start adding those up and it makes a tremendous difference because our single largest source of funding is, in fact, listener support. People like Matt, people like Evan, people like David, people like Carol and Peter from Gordon. That is how we do it here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And that means that this is the season of giving, and that means your gift is extra important as we get ready to close out the calendar year. So take just a few minutes right now to support the programs you count on, programs like Central Time here on Wisconsin Public Radio, and make your year-end gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Central Time is still a pretty new show. It's about a year and a half-ish old right now. Rob Ferret, your co-host, will be back, I believe, next week. Help support this new program, things that have excited you, new things that we've tried, information, the amazing work of our producers like Galen Druk, Amanda Magnus, Chris Molina, Marika Suval, Carl Christensen, so many more people pitch in to help this show as it gets off the ground. Do your part. Help Central Time and all the programming you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. Make that pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yep, we're looking at five pledges to go before the top of the hour, and I still say we're in pretty good shape to make that. And when you make your pledge of support, don't forget that you're going to be entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. You've been hearing about these on the radio. So if you donate any amount during our year-end membership drive, you could wind up touring your choice of Washington, D.C., or you could go to France and experience some of the culture and food there, or you could check out Alaska and the beautiful scenery up there. It's really your choice, but get it started right now by making that pledge of support, by supporting Wisconsin Public Radio, by going online at WPR.org, or by picking up the phone at 888-202-2552. 2552.
The end of the year is a great time to think about the value you've gotten from Wisconsin Public Radio all year long. This is a traditional time of reflection. Why not take a second to reflect on Wisconsin Public Radio and all the wonderful things you've heard and learned and been entertained by over this past year? Make your pledge. Support Central Time and all of Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know what? It's easy to make a pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. We just need a few pieces of information. First, we'll need your name. We'll need some contact information for you, where an email or an address, and we'll need the amount you would like to pledge. And that is pretty much it. But the first thing we need for you to do is to take that step from being a listener to WPR to becoming an active supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio. Do that by making that pledge online at WPR.org or giving us a call at 888-202-2552. And thanks, by the way, if you've already made your pledge, or if you're a sustaining member, or if you're on the phone right now.